Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting Tuesday, October 13th, 2020, and it is 6:01 p.m. Scott, would you please establish a quorum?
Dave Stewart. Randy Hayes.
Here.
Roger Haynes. Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogle.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer.
Is here.
And Devin Huff. You do have a quorum.
Thank you. Would you please give an explanation of the meeting procedures?
Yes, I'd like to welcome you to the October 13th, 2020 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division 3 permit application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file including all pertinent information for each case is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet to Presley, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of the public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote, and you may leave after your case has been heard.
Thank you. Next item of business is review and action of the October 17th, 2020 meeting minutes. Any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve the August 17, 2020 minutes.
Got a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
And all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Minutes are approved. We will move on to the concept section, which the first one is Robin Price proposed nightly rental use for five lots located in Estates at Majestic Point Subdivision, Branson.
So applicant Robin Price is seeking Division 3 approval on five lots in the Estates at Majestic Point Subdivision for the ability to use future single-family homes for nightly rental. And I pulled that up on Beacon for you. These five lots are right here. You have heard and approved, which I'll show you in the public hearing, and you will hear one more tonight that's seeking approval of a lot. But I don't know if your applicant's here tonight.
Do we have the applicant or a representative?
Hello, Dan Hill, and I'm representing Robin tonight.
So do you want to give a quick overview?
Sure. Yeah. So this is what Scott's showing is the subdivision called the Estates at Majestic Point. And you might remember about a year ago, we went through the process of getting the covenants and restrictions all updated to allow nightly rentals. And that was all passed and completed. And the rest of the subdivision is already approved as a D3, with the exception of these five lots and plus one more lot. And there's three there lakefront that are also pending. So my request tonight is for the five lots to have D3 permit for those properties.
Seems pretty self-explanatory. Any questions for the applicant?
Yeah. Does she know the size of homes?
Yeah, they're six bedrooms, five bathrooms is the proposed. And there are subdivision restrictions, so they have to be a minimum of 1,600 square feet on the main floor. And if it's a two-story, then there's some square footage restrictions as well.
Have you talked with the city about the sewer connections?
I have before, and my husband and I built a house. We actually live on 15, which is this lot right here. And so I've already, worked through the city and everything on the utilities. The infrastructure's all in place. The developer put in the sewer, the water, everything's to the lots already. So got a good infrastructure in place.
Okay, if there's no further questions, public hearing will be November 9th.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have Lifestyle Contractors LLC for six cabins located at 166 Skyline Road.
Applicant Lifestyle Contractors seeking Division 3 approval on a 2.5-acre parcel that sits between State Highway 265 and Skyline Drive for six future cabins to be used for nightly rental. The cabins will have a total of 24 bedrooms divided amongst the six cabins. So we were just here, and just so location-wise, moving you over. It's this highlighted parcel right there. Animal Safari Road, Skyline Drive, 265, Chateau Cove.
Okay.
Mike Stalzer for Lifestyle Contractors. The developer is proposing six single-unit cabins, like Scott said, up to four bedrooms each. Served by 3,000-gallon per day septic system, and then water will be by American Water.
So another one that seems fairly straightforward. Any questions or for the applicant representative? Hearing none, the public hearing will be November 9th.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Third one we have on the list is MGR Group proposed vacation nightly rental full-time use development for 16 cabins located off Dale Avenue, Hollister. MRG Group.
Okay, we just moved south. I think everybody knows where Dale comes off of 265 here, historic Dale goes to Poggy Point. It's this parcel right here by the boat ramp. Our boat ramp's right here. So this applicant, MRG Group, is seeking Division 3 approval on a 2.89-acre parcel off Dale Avenue in Hollister. First, the applicant plans to develop 16 cabins on the parcel to be used for full-time residents, nightly rental, and vacation use.
So do you want to give an update on this project?
Yeah, it's a little 16, overview? Yeah, it's 16 units. I believe they're 3 and 4 bedroom. It'll tie into Taney County sewer. It will have a well, a private well, DNR permitted water system. And like Scott said, I think it'll be nightly rental and vacation rental and private ownership.
Another one pretty straightforward, development.
What's this, condo style ownership? Or?
Yeah, I believe it'll be platted condo, single unit condo.
Any other questions? All right, Mike, that'll be another one. That's November 9th.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Moving right along, we'll go to the next one, which is a proposed nightly rental use on Lot 18 at 390 Newton Road, Ridgedale, Newton Lake Bluff, LLC.
Applicant Newton Lake Bluff LLC seeking Division 3 special use approval for a future four-bedroom single-family home on Lot 18, Long Point Subdivision at 390 Newton Road, Hollister. These all three parcels are owned by the same person, Newton Lake. As you see, the lot numbers 20, 19, and 18. So this application's for this lot here. This lot here already has a nightly rental approval. They're just seeking it for a future single-family home on this lot. And we're at the very end of Tate Road. If you know where Tate Road, Long Creek Bridge is just right above us. And you go all the way to the end of Tate.
Hello. Good
Hi.
Evening. You want to give a quick overview?
Yes. We currently have a nightly rental that's located on lots 19 and 20. And we've had it for a couple of years or more. And we're proposing building a four-bedroom, four-bath. And the plans are with the paperwork on lot 18. We're going to provide it with its own septic, and we hope to share the water from the well with the house that's on 1920. It's not really completed anymore.
Do either of those units have boat slips in the community dock down there?
We do have a boat slip, but it's not in use. It just sits down there.
But the nightly renters don't use it?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Michelle Tour.
Any other comments, questions for the applicant?
What's the sheet that references lots 11 and 12?
I think that was from a different concept, and that shouldn't have been in there.
So there's not an off-site laundry?
No.
Okay.
I've got a little bit of a question.
Okay.
For your access, you're going to use that little bit of entrance that's shown there in the photo? Or
yes.
The one on the right?
Right here, currently, you can pull it all the way down into here.
Mm-hmm.
And so this would be the access into there, coming off of the road.
Okay. Will some of your parking available?